After weeks of political turmoil in Puerto Rico, Wanda Vasquez was sworn in as the island's governor. And one of her first moves has been to cancel a contract to rebuild the island's power grid, which was destroyed after Hurricane Maria in 2017. In fact, Vasquez, who's under intense scrutiny, has vowed to evaluate all of the contracts signed by Governor Ricardo Rosselló, who, in the last 2 weeks of his failed governorship, Rosselló is said to have signed more than 200 contracts totaling around $80 million. In the weeks preceding Rosselló's resignation, the FBI arrested two top officials from his administration over alleged mishandling of government contracts. So to help us break all of this down, we're joined by Nicole Acevedo, reporter with NBC News Digital. Nicole, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you, Tansina.
So my goodness, this story just doesn't stop.
Nope.
So let's talk about these contracts that Rosselló was signing and what the scope of them were. I mean, how transparent has the Puerto Rican government been in granting contracts to companies?
I mean, that is the biggest contradiction of the legacy of the Rosselló administration. He kept touting transparency and, we saw him signing all these contracts behind closed doors, and he didn't even disclose all of them. So people that maybe groups in the island that are kind of work as watchdogs in the government in Puerto Rico were kind of noticing that even some of the contracts that he signed, he didn't make a press release or any public announcement. What we saw over the last week of his governorship was no different from what he had done previously during his governorship. And I mean, Wanda Vasquez, I think, came into becoming the governor of Puerto Rico with a lot of things against her, not only because she was unelected, but she was a very divisive figure in the island. And a lot of the allegations that came to light was that she was aware that certain, for example, Hurricane Maria aid was being mishandled and she didn't investigate. So people were very skeptical about her. So I think that with this first moves, I think she's trying to say, hey, I know I technically wasn't interested in this position, but I took on my constitutional mandate and I'm willing to make it work.
Do we have any sense of what kinds of contracts Rosselló signed before he left office, and really how big of a task does Wanda Vasquez have now in reviewing all these contracts?
It's very big. I mean, even the Federal Oversight Board that oversees all of Puerto Rico finances doesn't even have an idea of all these contracts. So pretty recently they put out a statement saying, hey, we saw over many news stories saying that all these contracts were granted and they're not publicly available yet. Can we get a copy of those? Because the Federal Oversight Board has certain parameters in place to oversee these things, right? To help the government of Puerto Rico balance its budget and make sure that they're not spending more than they should. And the power company contract was no different. I mean, we're talking about nearly $500,000 for 1 month to reconstruct a power grid that we all know was completely destroyed after Hurricane Maria. But also, that power grid is in the process of being privatized. So that adds another element that, people are concerned about where this money is going to.
So this has roots in the Rosselló administration. As you mentioned at the very beginning, Rosselló was very criticized heavily for his granting of contracts. And not just criticized, but his administration saw the FBI arrested folks in his administration for mishandling of contracts. Let's remind our listeners what happened with former Education Secretary Julia Kelleher and former Director of the Health Insurance Administration, Angela Avila Marrero.
I mean, in the case very specifically of the education department, when Kelleher was the Secretary of Education, what came out of that legal action that got her arrested was that she was essentially, people that were close to her in her day-to-day work were saying, hey, I have a friend that works at this company and they would like a contract with your Department of Education. And that's a problem because these contracts are supposed to go through a competitive process. So those allegations came out in the Department of Education and similar ones with Angie Avila, who was the head of ACES, which basically handles a lot of Medicaid, Medicare funds. So, you know, this is a practice that unfortunately goes back beyond the Rosselló administration. But I think the reason why people reacted the way they reacted, we saw it in the protest and in the ouster of Rosselló, is because this is a different time in the history of Puerto Rico. You don't only have the crisis of the hurricane, but that compounded with the crisis of more than a decade-long recession, financial crisis. And people want to see hope. They want to see things get better. And I think they're demanding more for from their leaders for that reason.
Nicole, at the end of the day, Puerto Rico's power grid is still not functioning at full capacity. There's lots of work that needs to be done on the island. Is Vasquez doing this just for the optics of saying, look, we're going to be transparent? Is she doing it just to appease her critics? Or is this serious? And if so, is that going to hold up some of the progress that has to happen in Puerto Rico, especially in terms of infrastructure and education?
I mean, I think that is still yet to see. For now, at least, you know, this is just one thing that she's doing that people that are already critics of her are like, oh, yeah, she's just trying to seem like she cares. And all of a sudden, she's the governor that's going to save everything. But other people are just like, you know what? I'm willing to give Wanda Vasquez the benefit of the doubt. And so far, she hasn't disappointed. But I think that that should not mean that politicians in the island should say, okay, now everything is fine. People have calmed down. Because people, it's almost like their fuse has shortened with everything that has happened this summer. And the minute that something happens that sparks that fuse and brings that fire again, people, we're probably going to see a lot of the pushback and maybe the protests that we even saw this summer. So for now, maybe it's optics, but I think there is a good chance that she knows that she needs to keep this up.
Nicole Acevedo is a reporter with NBC News Digital. Nicole, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.